It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right.
Number five.
All right, so you know in Washington, this Nancy Pelosi and this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have been fighting with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there was all this talk about whether or not Nancy Pelosi is a racist. And AOC didn't say that, but somebody else, you know, one of the other, they call them the squad, the young women who have been voted into Congress.
Oh, God.
Squad goals.
Squad goals.
So they are. So there's been talk about Nancy Pelosi because she called out. She called out the women of color in the new women of color in Congress for you know, maybe being off the script with the other Democrats and all that. I don't know. It's just a bunch of stuff. And I'll tell you how bad this has gotten. This has gotten so bad that Donald Trump has come to the rescue of Nancy Pelosi.
I deal with Nancy Pelosi a lot, and we go back and forth, and it's fine. But I think that a group of people is being very disrespectful for her, to her. And you know what? I don't think that Nancy can let that go on. A group of people that came from, I don't know where they came from. I'm looking at this Omar from Minnesota. And if one half of the things they're saying about her are true, she shouldn't even be in office.
God, Trump's got to love AOC. She might single-handedly get him reelected.
I like when he goes, if half the things they're saying about her.
Right. There.
Mm-hmm. Right. Who are they?
That's how he gets around it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I have details. He's the talk radio president.
Cortez should treat Nancy Pelosi with respect. She should not be doing what she's doing. And I'll tell you something about Nancy Pelosi that you know better than I do. She is not a racist, okay? She is not a racist. For them to call her a racist is a disgrace.
Stirring it up.
I don't think she's a racist either, but don't you think this might be, you know, he's kind of playing nice because she is also the one saying, forget the whole impeachment thing, let's move on, blah, blah, blah. Kind of a lesser of two evils things for
but
him.
But he also wants to split up. He wants to create, you know,
division.
The biggest wedge he possibly can, and that's pretty good. And then they're going to say, well, look, the president's even defending her. And then the squad is going to get all mad at that, and then it's going to be a whole, like, Melrose Place thing. I don't know. It's not good.
He said, she said.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's a mess.
I don't like anything I'm seeing coming out of Washington. Not a thing.
Number four.
Although there was this. This was kind of funny yesterday. Because the audio we originally got out of this, we couldn't use yesterday. But today, we can do it. You know, there was that social media summit at the White House in which the president invited a bunch of conspiracy site guys to the White House to do, like, to talk about how great social media is. These are people who say that there's UFOs and Pizzagate, right? I mean, those guys. God. That Pizzagate guy was there, right?
The Breitbart guy?
Yeah.
Ugh.
So, Sebastian Gorka, who he was on Fox News. I don't think he's still there, but he was on Fox News, and he's got his own syndicated radio show. He's got a bunch of stuff. He and Brian Karam, who is a journalist in Washington, but also a CNN political analyst, got into a shouting match with each other.
Be sad.
No, I'm just standing on my own. This is a group of people that are eager for demonic possession.
And you're a journalist, right?
Hey, come over here and talk to me, brother. We can go outside and have a long conversation.
You're threatening me now in the White House. You're threatening me in the Rose Garden.
Get him!
You are a punk! You're not a journalist, you're a punk!
Go home.
Go home.
Should the president be allowed to block people on Twitter?
Hey, just for the record, he'd kick your punk ass.
Threatening me.
Bike racks, 3:30.
Oh, my
honest God. To God. There
so
is
mature.
A, this is like, it, this is what's happened. These are grown men. There was a cumulative 400 years of age in this group of guys and a woman yelling at each other on the lawn at the Rose Garden of the White House. It's high school taunts. And Brian Karam, the whole thing was, I mean, he was being snarky and snotty about it. And then Seb Gorka, who's just, I mean, I can't even describe how irresponsible he has been over these last number of years. And then, you know, trying to make himself, and now they're trying to out-journalist each other. Nobody is! Nobody is!
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, this is ridiculous what is happening.
They're acting worse than most people that will be serving detention tomorrow on a Saturday in a summer.
That's right. Are you talking about the people who are going to get arrested by ICE or the or kids in
a... No, I'm talking about kids at a high school or junior high.
Yeah. All right. Damn it. All right. There was... And that happened. That happened at the White House yesterday.
Oh, boy.
I think when President Buttigieg takes the oath of office, this is all going to be...
Now, everybody shake hands.
All right. Now, that's what we're going to do.
Everybody settle down, okay?
I don't know what we're going to do.
We're going to take the mandatory afternoon nap. Everyone calm down.
We'll get to your 3-year, 2-year, 1. But first, Kim, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Another lawsuit has been filed in connection with a chemical spill in Beach Park that injured dozens.
All right, top five continues. I don't want to peek ahead, but I did. And I think we're going to find something very interesting. Do you remember that guy we had yesterday that was in the bagel shop in New York, and he's 5 feet tall, and he was real mad at people smirking at him because he was 5 feet tall?
You're not my god or my father or my boss.
Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he's an angry guy?
Yeah, real upset. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's got a short fuse.
Like a little Tasmanian devil. Mm-hmm.
He's the angry inch. Well, he is going to make an appearance at number one.
Oh, boy.
Because somebody stopped him and asked him about his rules for dating.
Uh-oh.
Exactly.
You know, just knowing his temper, I can only imagine this will be going so well.
I just wonder, like, what kind of a woman goes, God, I love this guy.
He stole my heart.
Right. Because he's angry at everything. Forget about his stature. I mean, that's, you know, there's a pot for every lid, right? Yeah. It's about your attitude, buddy. But we'll get to that in just a second. First, we continue on with the top five and five.
Number three.
Serena Williams spoke to the press after reaching the Wimbledon singles final for the 1,000,000th time to comment on what impresses her about Simona Halep, who she's going to into tomorrow's final with.
There's so many impressive things about her. I think, obviously, her tenacity. I think her ability to improve every time, you know, and just to keep improving. Her ability to find power and just can't underestimate her. She's like a little powerhouse. It's a different experience, and I'm happy to be back in this experience. I definitely wouldn't have predicted it a month ago, but here I am, and so I'm playing for everyone that didn't predict it a month ago.
She may be, before this is all said and done, if she wins Wimbledon again, Serena, after having a baby, coming back, having injury issues, and you know, doing this again, she may go down as the greatest American athlete of all times.
She's right up there in the conversation, no question. She matches the all-time Grand Slam wins with a victory tomorrow at 24 Grand Slams.
Jeez.
Right, and how many Grand Slam finals appearances are there? There's more than that.
She's been plenty more than that. I don't know the total. I'll check, but I would say probably close to 30.
Wow, she is something to watch.
She's having a good run.
Yeah,
what a week for women athletes. Oh man, I'm loving it.
Check in at
number two,
David Bautista and Camille Nanjiani. Camille Nanjiani.
Nanjiani.
Nanjiani. I'm going to practice that till I get it right. I love him, too, man. The Big Sick is one of my favorite movies of the last couple of years. He's in a buddy pick now. Stuber. The Richard Roper gave 3 stars. It's about a tough LAPD cop who ends up having to partner up with an LA Uber driver to solve crimes.
We were actually encouraged to go back and watch those films. I think Midnight Run is the one that Kumail, I think, paid closest attention to, and that is absolutely an amazing film as far as, like, chemistry and characters. But mine was 48 Hours, Nick Nolte's character. And not to really be that character, but take away, you know, his saltiness and his surliness and how he was just kind of grouchy. He just didn't like anybody but his job. He was just kind of obsessed with his job.
That's interesting. I can imagine it would be tricky to really get a buddy cop movie down right, considering how many there really are.
Yeah. I'm kind of all of those, and I like that format. It's always interesting because, you know, you got the fish out of water situation. I think 48 Hours, though, because it was Eddie Murphy's breakout role. It was the moment where you went, oh, my God, this guy's a star. And against Nick Nolte, who, and then what happened to Nick Nolte after that? Right, all I can see is a Nick Nolte mugshot with the hair everywhere. That's all I could see. Anyway, it's quite a thing. All right, and again, Richard Roper gave it 3 stars. Go see it. Finally.
Number one.
Wait for it. The enraged man who has gone viral for ranting about a woman on dating sites before getting beaten up in a bagel shop. Is defending his actions. He says it's women's fault in the first place.
Oh, okay.
Chris Morgan told TMZ in New York City today. He's proudly wearing his misogynistic ways on his sleeve, saying he is indeed prejudiced toward almost all females because he has been burned by them.
Every single one.
But things took a turn when he was asked this simple question.
What is your ideal woman? What is the type of woman you're actually looking for?
You mean looks and everything?
However
the
you want.
The whole thing.
The whole package. What is your
educated,
ideal woman?
Not a greedy bimbo. Somebody that works, appreciates a man's money, wants to be there and love each other for each other. And you're not, oh, you know, well, what are you doing for me? It shouldn't be based on a barter system. It should be based on pure love.
Uh-huh. Well, now that seems that
fair. Yeah,
seems sort of fair, with the possible exception of the term bimbo that he drops in the middle of the thing. That's, I mean, I think that there are a lot of women who look at other women and go, "That's a bimbo." So maybe that would be attractive. But then,
if you're attracted to someone, you like their company, you have good chemistry, you have similar interests. Yeah, you should want to have intercourse with a person because you like the person. None of this shit. And I said it in the video, stop putting a price tag on everything. That's what everything's becoming, and it's disgusting. Stop being so stuck up, materialistic. Stop getting offended if you go, oh, you're beautiful. You know, women, and I'm going to tell everybody again, if you want to have a successful relationship, women, and I don't mean this in any degrading way, men just want to eat, they want to have good sex, make good, decent money, provide, and do the hobbies they like. We're not complicated. But it seems like the women, and many men have said this, women making it complicated.
Based off what experience this guy has, as if he's probably ever had a girlfriend.
Lauren, your thoughts on that?
Lauren, thoughts.
Okay. First of all, we're actually not that complicated either. We're people just like men. It's really simple. It's really that simple.
What?
You gotta stop treating us like we're an entire different species.
What? All right. I want to go back to the offending issue here in the bagel shop. Because, again, this guy's 5 feet tall, and he gets offended because he says he can't find a good woman because he's 5 feet tall. And then everybody's looking at him. They're smirking at him in line because he's short. And he's got right, and he wants to fight.
You're a great woman. Why is that okay?
It's a great, why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that shit up? Yeah. Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not scared, pal.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He's really good at grouping people together. All women.
This, by the way, is the acting national security advisor for the United States of America, I predict, by Monday. Give me the 5 foot guy. From the bagel shop.
Makes all the sense in the world to me.
I love that guy.
Checks all the boxes.
Think I'm scared of you?
Forget. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Your mouth.
I love his... I, He totally loves his attitude.
Aggressive style. Super aggressive. Bring him in now. This guy will get stuff done.
Fire Coates and get me that guy. Get me short, angry guy. I also love his position on women. Very simple. Want to make the money? Well, if there's a price tag, fine, I can pay it. And I want to play golf. Oh, and be president. Although, have you noticed that Melania, in the last couple of weeks, she hasn't been out a lot, but the times that she has been out, she's had this look on her face like, I really have got to get out of here.
Yeah.
It's like she wants to take the longest trip ever. Shouldn't she? I wonder how many times she's pitched the idea of going to Slovenia with her parents. You know, like we can take a month.
Doesn't ever.
It's very European to take a month off. We can take a month or two or three or six.
How terrified do you think she is when she sees those tweets from Trump joking? I'll be here for the next 10 years or maybe the next 14 years. I'm not leaving.
I'm going to take a boy and escape. All she can think in her head. All right. Let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.